Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 24th of November, where yesterday was a marathon. Today, I'm going to rattle through it. I have got boatloads on today. There's tons of racing, football tonight, football tomorrow. And I've had a few Excel issues and I'm up against it a little bit. Right, where are we? Good response to yesterday. Thank you very much. I think that went down well. As I say, when I'm doing it, I never really know what is coming out of my mouth. Where are we at? I'm all over the place. Absolute shambles. Old Doggate's taking another twist. We might now be having two Spaniels. We're waiting for the first one to be signed over to the RSPCA. Sam went over yesterday, did some bits, and then took the one we're having for a walk. And then when she got back from that walk, they've got another one, which they've just got in. A younger one, and she fell in love with that and has come home and said, do you mind if we have two? So looks like going to be a double spaniel family when it all gets, all the paperwork gets settled. Right, I've got some bits. Let's get going. Come on, I said I've got to be a quick one and then I'll go waffling on. Right, somebody sent me, a few of you have sent me a book of the day, but I've got to find, I'll try and do them in order. Again, this is, I mean, again, you know, when we first did this, I was giving books I've read. Last week, I gave the book by Gerds. Again, I haven't read this, but I've seen this guy on TV. And this recommendation has come from David Abbott. And he's put, I would like to submit my recommendation for book of the week for the podcast. And it is What Does Not Kill Us by Scott Carney. And the subject of the book is, he is an extraordinary character, a guy called Wim Hof from Netherlands, who alleges that he can influence his own immune system by using breathing techniques and cold water exposure. And it sounds nuts, and I have seen a couple of years ago him on TV getting in some flipping, like out in the Arctic, getting in the water, cutting holes in the ice, absolutely balmy. But basically, the author set out to debunk the methods, but ended up a complete believer after spending some time with Wim Hof at one of his training camps. David, unbelievably, who sent me this email, he said he certainly works because he's been doing it for the last 2 months. Fair play, David, and it helps with stress, clearing the mind, and physiological problems too. And he thinks the relevance to FTS members would be an improvement in positive thinking and focus, which goes along with what I do on Monday. So it's a great read, and he thinks it's one that FTS members will benefit from. Thank you ever so much, David, just for taking the time to read in. And FTS members, there you go. What Does Not Kill Us by Scott Carney. I'm going to read it because things like this fascinate. This is the sort of stuff that fascinates me, particularly when you set out to debunk something and you get proved or start believing the other way. And I'm brilliant for David doing it. So if you fancy diving in cold water and breathing, and I do use breathing techniques. I think I've got something on my I've got an Apple Watch and it keeps telling you to breathe. Not to breathe, but, you know, it says, you know, it flashes up, have a couple of minutes slow breathing. It does relax you and make you feel better afterwards. So I'm definitely going to read it. So there you go. What Does Not Kill Us by Scott Carney. Big thank you to David Abbott for sending that in. And I've had another book, which I'll do next week. I've got horses, pod horses. We had one winner yesterday. It's been a bit slow. I've done a little bit of research on these, but we'll just keep going. Racing in general, these boys have backed no winners. The boys I've been putting bets on for, nearly all the accounts are done. I've just been doing the odd one, but they've gone about 40, 50 horses without a winner. Heartbreaking. Right, Lingfield, 11:55, Mr. Mack. 12:46, Sedgefield 2, Goldfields and Cybalco. Lingfield 1:25, Millie's Angel. Sedgefield 2:46, Evita du Mesnil. Lingfield 2:55, Branwell. And Sedgefield 3:16, Tardry. Those are the horses. Stat of the day. I've had a few interesting conversations recently with people about football betting in general. And interestingly enough, I didn't get involved in the discussion, but what I want to talk quickly about is some stats for unders. I've got a thing we've actually just started doing it more formally. Paul's Suggsy's helping out of laying goals, you know, basically backing unders in effect, laying overs. And it is a really unpopular bet. I've mentioned this before that I think Rob Hawley is one of the only people I see who tips unders. People just don't like, they don't like waiting for there not to be a goal, but they're quite happy waiting for there to be a goal. And it's a, again, that's just, it's a pure mindset thing. How people want the thrill and action of a goal going in, but waiting for it not to suspend, seems more painful to them. And in another group over the weekend, somebody posted, I don't do unders in anything. I didn't get involved in it. I just didn't even reply. I just happened to cop it on my phone in a conversation that a guy who bets on football doesn't do unders on anything. And it's a conversation I've had with two or three people recently. So I ran some of my heat maps on unders, and I'm talking specifically now about entering at half time. There's some really good angles going into games at half time, particularly if it's 1-0 either way. So if it's 1-0 either way, if it's 0-0, the whole market's tending not to expect goals. But if it's 1-0 either way, it's sort of in that limbo mark for particularly over 2.5, where, you know, one more or it can look like a certainty. And the prices can move quite quickly in your favour. So again, it's leagues really that just don't produce a lot of goals, but there's a couple of sort of little ones in there. So games that are either 1-0 or 0-1 at half time, you might want to write some of these down. In Portugal, if it is 1-0 or 0-1 at half time and over 2.5 is between 1.72 and 2.4. So 1-0, 0-1 at half time. Then look at the over 2.5 market, and it's 1.72 to 2.4 for under 2.5 goals. In 179 games, that's made 40 points. It's an absolute, complete, solid climb. Very few dips. Just back in unders. In Portugal, 1.72, 2.4 when it's under 2.5 market, when it's 0-1 or 1-0 at half time. Fantastic little angle. Another one is, I'm just going through these with you. There's some games tonight. Championship. Again, another league where people don't expect goals. Championship between 1.82 and 2.5. Again, 1-0 or 0-1 at half time. Is, hold on a second, I've just lost my thing. Is 20 odd points up, 28 points up. So 1.8 and 2.4 in the championship, under 2.5 when it's 0-1 or 1-0 at half time. Another great league for it. And these are great because you can also trade them because the price moves quite quickly. So you could back the unders, and then as the price drops, get yourself out if you wanted to. You can generally trade for a good profit in the first 10 or 15 minutes, if not a goal, but they do win overall. And there was another one I was going to give you, which I can spot. There she is. I'm just running the report while I'm speaking to you. That's why I'm switching leagues and running Tut Report. Premier League, when they're under 1.7, is profitable. So again, back in unders when it's under 1.7. Why won't this one run? Oh, here we go. Right, we're off and running. No surprise. In France, when it's between 1.7 and 1.7 and 2, again, 0-1, 1-0, between 1.7 and 2, backing under 2.5. Another nice, steady climb. 135 bets, 18 points, 4-5 points profit. So you start putting those together, French League One, Championship, Portugal, you know, leagues where there aren't a lot of goals, and it's a good unders back, but people don't like backing unders. But just some little stats there of a different way to look at the market rather than chasing goals all the time. And then obviously next week, what I'll do next week, I'll give you the leagues that are good to back for goals in there. So actually when it is 1-0 at half time, we'll do back in overs. I'll save this sheet. And providing I forget, JC, you can remind me. Then I'll give you good leagues when it's 1-0, 0-1 at half-time to back over 2.5 goals. But back in unders, Championship, France and Primera in those odd brackets I talked about is a nice little angle. Not a massive amount of bets, but it's just something to look at and another thing there. But it's the angst. People don't like back in unders. They're petrified of it. And it's just as it's another market. It's just, again, mindset. But I'll do those next week. So that's that. Didn't have a good old laugh at Arsenal, did we? On Monday, I was so excited about top of the league. We did some interesting penalty stats as well that came out. I'll talk about those perhaps tomorrow. About how 5% of all Man United's penalties that they've had in the Premier League are now being taken by Bruno Fernandes. He hasn't been there a year. But I'll talk about that because a couple of things that's popped out that just amazed me. I put it in the Telegram group this morning. Didn't all have a laugh at Arsenal, can we? Let's all laugh at Arsenal. I have got to say, and I don't really dig them out that much, but that Pepe, he is a complete and utter waste of money, isn't he? 70 odd mil, wasn't he? Absolute shambles, absolute waste of money. Think what you could have got with 70 mil. It's lovely, you've got Piers Morgan and Mesut Ozil fighting on Twitter, you've got Pepe getting sent off. Oh dear, lovely, lovely, beautiful, the old Woolwich, you're in trouble. There's a few more followers gone, a few more listeners gone. I'm not listening if he's going to snag Arsenal off. Got to sing when you're winning. We had it for you all up for years. And Trump's finally allowing the transition to go ahead. Not admitting defeat, but he's allowing the transition. Be interesting to see what happens. Right, that's it. I've done the pod horses, given you a few stats. I've done David's book of the day. I'm out of here. Have a lovely Tuesday. What is it? Yes, Tuesday. And I'll be back with you all. I'm going to be back with you all tomorrow. I'm going to tell the San Francisco story. I think I've told it when I got marched away at the airport, but there's some people who say they haven't heard it and they'd like to hear it. Whether you'd like to hear all the old stories again, because there will be some new listeners. But the San Francisco one, I'll tell you about that when I got marched away at the passport control. Back in 2001. Yeah, it was 2001. I got escorted away, and if I haven't told it, I'll tell the story. I can't remember what I've said on here, I'll be honest. Anyway, right, enjoy your day. I'll be back with you all tomorrow.